of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
And good morning from Adrian Kennedy. How are you this morning, this Monday, the 29th of June, 2020? And today, I'm sure you will all agree with me, is a very significant day because officially, lockdown of any sort is over. And what I mean by that is, as of today, there are no longer any restrictions on our movement around the island of Ireland. You can travel the length and breadth of this island, and we're asking you, and we will be continuing to ask you, to do exactly that. Travel the length and breadth of our country, see what a beautiful island it is. Many people actually have never had a holiday on this island, and this is the time to do it. I want to just cast your mind back as we talk about today being the day where there is no longer a restriction on our movement. We don't have to stay local. We don't have to stay within our own county. We don't have to stay within 20 kilometres or 5 kilometres or 2 kilometres of our own houses. I was just remembering earlier on Thursday, the 12th of March, and I remember sitting in this studio on Thursday, the 12th of March, and I can honestly tell you, on that day, I was a nervous wreck. I'm not normally nervous doing this show, but that day, my hand was trembling. And the reason my hand was trembling was because we were about to hear a speech, and we were about to broadcast a speech live from Washington, D.C., from the Taoiseach. And you knew, when he was going to speak live from Washington, you knew this was something big. We'd been toying around with COVID-19. We'd been hearing about increased cases in Italy. We cancelled the rugby match. There was a lot of nervousness going about. And then the Taoiseach spoke live from Washington. And as I put on his live feed, my hand was literally trembling. He told the nation he needed to speak about coronavirus.
For us, we said we would take the right actions at the right time, and we have to move now to have the greatest impact. So from 6 p.m. today, the following measures are being put in place, and they will stay in place until the 29th of March. Schools, colleges, and childcare facilities will close from tomorrow. Where possible, teaching will be done online or remotely. Cultural institutions will close as well. Our advice is that all indoor mass gatherings of more than 100 people and outdoor mass gatherings of more than 500 people should be cancelled. Arrangements are being made to ensure that everyone entering Ireland through ports and airports is fully informed and self-isolates if they develop symptoms. You should continue to go to work if you can, but where possible you should work from home. And in order to reduce unnecessary face-to-face interaction in the workplace, break times and working times should be staggered.
Now, we all know that following that statement on Thursday, the 12th of March, things got worse. And by the end of March, on a Friday evening, the Taoiseach addressed the nation again and announced that we were shutting up shop, basically, and that you weren't allowed to travel within 2 kilometres of your home. You were to stay at home, basically. And we've gone into that whole thing, and today we slowly but surely come back out of it. It has been a very difficult time for all of us, but today is the very first day that there are no restrictions on our movement. So I just wanted to mark that fact. We're not over it yet. As you see, every day there are still cases of COVID-19. We saw over the weekend there were 20 plus cases, 22 cases, I think, on Saturday, which was a little bit worrying. But yesterday it was only 3. So yes, we're getting somewhere in terms of dealing with this virus. But the significant bit of news today is that a lot of businesses that haven't been allowed to open so far, like, for example, bars and restaurants, bars that sell food and restaurants, are all allowed to reopen today at long last. They all shut up shop in the middle of March. 3.5 months later, they are finally allowed to reopen. And of course, we discovered during COVID-19 that one of the services that we never knew we needed as much as we actually do is the services of hair salons. And hair salons are back open today. And in fact, let's go live to one now. And I'm joined on the line by Ciara Lambert from Hair Consultant in Shankill. Ciara, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a big, big day.
Oh my God, it's been crazy. I had Sky News out this morning. My nerves are gone live on TV. It's just crazy. You know, it really is. But we're excited.
How tough has it been, Ciara, being closed for so long, particularly knowing that people desperately wanted your services?
Very stressful. I kept in touch with all my clients best I could throughout everything. We do a lot of hair extensions. So, you know, if you can imagine, hair extensions are only meant to stay in a certain amount of time. Mm. So I was helping them with home removal kits, and I had to, you know, I had to do it, and videos on how to remove extensions. It was just so strange.
And obviously it's been very difficult to maintain things while you were closed. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, relying on the pandemic unemployment payment, and I'm sure that applied to your staff as well. But today obviously is a big day, and it happened a lot quicker than you were initially expecting.
Yeah, we got a week's notice. We weren't sure whether it was going to be the 20th of July or today. So we're 3 weeks earlier. Now, I think the government have done a great job, but you know, a week's notice was tough. I'm not going to lie. It was very stressful. I was trying to get everything in place and, you know, just everything's so much to do in a week. So I'm absolutely exhausted.
But all for a good cause.
Absolutely. Like, we're absolutely delighted to be back. It's just so strange. The first few clients, we didn't have anyone in until 10 o'clock today. I spent the morning with the staff, just going through things. And, you know, even just now, a few minutes ago, the first few clients have come in. And it's so strange for them. And we kind of feel bad asking them to sanitize, asking them to get their temperature checked. We have a temperature check monitor. So when they come in, they get the temperature checked first. And they have to come wearing a mask. Like, I had one client this morning that didn't have hers on, and I felt bad asking her before she came in the door. I felt like a bouncer at the door telling her, you know, you have to put your mask on, temperature check and sanitize, and then we bring them over to their station, and it's, you know, trying to get them not to bring in their coats and big bags and, you know, keep everything in the one area. All the staff have their own trolleys, their own equipment, their own station. Every second station is used now. We can't use every station. So, yeah, it's been a strange morning.
I'd say it has. And a nervy sort of morning as well.
Yeah.
I just get that feeling from talking to people who are back to work or going back to work. There's a bit of anxiety, especially for a lot of people who've literally been at home for 3.5 months. It is a bit of a nervy day today.
Yeah, I could feel it from the staff. God love them when they came in now. I felt sorry for them because they just didn't. They were kind of, oh, what do we do? And, you know, and we just look. We're fine now. We're a few days now, we'll get used to it.
You'll get used to it, which is fantastic. Yeah. One of the things that I heard rumours of is that staff and salons won't be talking to customers. Is that right?
Hi, sorry, I lost you there. Say that again.
One of the rumours that I've heard is that staff and salons won't be talking to customers. Is that right?
It's the first I've heard.
Oh, that's okay. That's good.
We all have to wear a mask, and the option is if they want to wear a visor as well. So the mask has to be worn, but I did get visors for everybody if they wanted both. But no, I mean, it's hard to talk. It's hard to hear people through the masks. I mean, no, we're still going to talk to our clients. I haven't been told that we're not allowed to, but yeah, no, it's going to be a bit tougher talking to them wearing masks.
Okay, how are you looking with bookings? In fact, just before you answer that, if you are planning to get your hair done this week or whatever, send me a WhatsApp voice note right now to 0877 98 98 98. I'd love to find out if you're planning to go to your salon. How are you looking for bookings over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's crazy. I still haven't gotten through my list. I still have a list of people to call. I just, every day I've spent hours, I've been in the salon day and night calling people, and I still haven't gotten through it.
Right, okay. So it's going to be a couple of weeks. But from your point of view, obviously it's good news that you've a lot of business ahead, which is
it is a
consolation, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, it is. It's still hard to know how we're going to be in 6 months. I'm sure, please God, we'll be fine. We're lucky as a salon that we have an upstairs, so we can still keep the same amount of staff on and spread people out. It's an upstairs we wouldn't have used before. I used it for training reasons only. So I'm really lucky I have that. But, you know, I'm sure there could be other salons that, you know, because we have to keep it to every second chair, you know, that may not be able to have all their staff on at the same time and will have to do, like, longer days. Now, we are opening on a Monday, which we don't usually, but I'm not doing any longer days or any extra hours for staff. So I'm hoping I can keep it that way.
All right, but look, Ciara, I'll keep my fingers crossed, not only for you,
thank
but
you
for
so
your
much.
Entire industry, that things will get back to the new normal, is how a lot of us are describing it, but that business will return and that you'll be able to keep your business going and onwards and upwards, as they say.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I wish you the very best of luck. Thanks very much indeed. Ciara Lambert, Hair Consultancy in Shankill. Let's talk to another salon, but a salon that is doing something a little bit different. This particular salon opened at midnight. And this is bizarre, but they have had customers all night long. I am joined on the line by Trish Curry from Salon Rouge in Inchicore. Trish, good morning and welcome to 98FM. Tell me all about this opening from midnight thing.
Well, we started off having a huge backlog of customers. And it ended up kind of starting nearly as a joke, saying, God, at this stage we'll be open 24 hours. And then we just got to a stage where just before Monday came, we were going, do you know what, really we could do it, clearing our backlog that little bit more. So we decided to go, do you know what, it would be good morale for the staff. I asked the staff, would they be interested, and they all thought it was a great idea. They'll get some of their customers out of the way. And it just gave everyone a little bit of a lift and a buzz to say, do you know what, this sounds like a great idea.
Okay, so you
came from many different angles.
That's what I was about to say. So you opened your doors at midnight. Have you had customers in overnight?
Yes, all night.
Really?
Yes, we've had eyebrow waxes. We've had Patrick in for an eyebrow wax. Mary Sexton actually opened her shop, our first customer back. She has been coming 16 years to the salon.
Right. Okay. So, some people
touched her hair in those 15 weeks.
That's amazing. So some people really were desperate to get their hair done or to get their waxing done or whatever. So how has it gone for you in terms of the new arrangements that you've had to put in place?
Yeah. No. And it's a learning curve. There's so many little things that are so new, but once you're about, like, after even last night and this morning, it's amazing how you get into a rhythm, and it's just a completely different way of working, and it's a slightly different system, but it's like, you know, the non-contact with some people and just, you know, making sure everyone's doing the 2 meter distance. So it takes a little while to actually get used to it. But once you get into the rhythm, it's like as if it was like this all along.
Now, today, obviously being the first day open and you've had customers coming all through the night, how busy are you now for the rest of the day?
So we're booked up till midnight tonight.
Right, okay. And, and what's great about what you're doing with being open 24 hours is that you are making a donation to Women's Aid for each appointment throughout today.
Absolutely, yes. And it was, the staff again volunteered. I said, can you decide on a charity that you would like me to donate the money to? And they came up with this charity because, to be honest, Aidan, we're obviously a salon with a lot of women in it, and we hear a lot of stories, and we just felt that it was very appropriate for us.
All right, so day one, well and truly underway. Obviously, you've got bookings for weeks ahead.
Yes, weeks ahead. We're trying to get our waiting list down, and we're giving it a good hammering, is the only way I can describe it, because all of our customers, like 95% of our customers, would be return customers. They're coming for maybe 15 years to the salon. So it's so important that we locally look after them, because they're very important to us. and we're important to them. So we really, really wanted to make sure that we get through that backlog and have nobody waiting as much as we can. So we're really ahead of ourselves because of last night.
We were talking over the last number of weeks about essential services and all of that. And what we've discovered during the lockdown period is that people like yourself provide an essential service that people desperately missed.
Yeah. And apart from, like, psychologically, you know, it has really affected people, you know, where some people just couldn't feel that they could go outside after X amount of time because they really didn't want anyone to see them. And we had quite a few customers that felt like that. So they were very, very desperate to get in and get sorted. And that's why we made sure that, you know, some of them were a priority, where they really started to get very down and depressed and really lost their kind of, you know, their mojo. So we just thought, you know, they were really important to us to get them back and get them back into being with people and having a bit of fun and you know, and that has been really important to us.
All right. Now, originally, it was planned that hair salons would not reopen until August. It's been brought dramatically forward.
Yeah.
So this is obviously great news for your industry today.
We were absolutely thrilled. I was biting my nails, literally, and I don't bite my nails, just hoping that the 29th would come for us. And simply because we knew that some people not only they couldn't wait any longer, so they were heading towards the black market hairdressing. And it was just going to make our job so much more difficult, actually maybe doing a redo that really wasn't done properly, or, you know, things like that, or a home colour that we were going to have to then do a correction on it. So we were just thrilled to bits. And for some people, mentally, it has made a massive difference for them. They were crying down the phone knowing that they were going to go and get their hair done.
All right, but I don't want to keep you from any more customers with a busy day ahead of you. Salon Rouge owner Trish Curry,
yeah,
thanks very much indeed for talking
to us
on 98 FM.
I'd like to wish everyone today, all the other hairdressing salons, all the best.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Trish. And we wish all of the hair salons, all of the restaurants, all of the bars that serve food, all of the casinos, everything else that is reopening today, we wish you the very, very best of luck and hope you can get your business back to where it was back in March.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.